Blog Talk Radio.
G-Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope everything is going well with you guys and that you guys are enjoying the evening tonight. There's so many different things to talk about, so many different things you can that are on my mind, so many different things that are running through my mind. But I just want to encourage someone out there right now to never give up. Don't stop. Don't stop. I just want to encourage you today, don't stop. Because if you stop, guys, that's when you give up. And when you give up, guys, different things that you wish that you could have, you could do, you end up not being able to do as much because you give up. Don't give up hope. You know, time is really, really going by so quickly. And I just want to encourage people, don't allow things that happen to take you off a focus of what God has called you to do in your life. Don't allow yourself to get off focus. And that's what I tell you tonight. Don't allow yourself to get off focus. God is doing a great thing. And the biggest thing that I want to know is, are we truly believing him? Are we truly believing that he is who he says he is, that he will be who he says he will be in our lives? And I think that's the biggest thing that God wants to know from us. That's what God wants to know from you. Will you do that? Will you trust him? I just want to encourage you today. Give your all to what you believe in God's called you to do. Give your all to God and believe and trust that he's going to make a way out of no way. And when he makes that way, don't question him and say, what was going on? Don't question him and wonder and ask yourself, why are you going through this or why are you feeling a particular way? You know, But I just want to just encourage you that no matter what's going on, no matter what you're facing, that God will make a way for you. Believe that he will. And I say that to say this, guys, that you've got to understand. And with understanding, you've got to realize that that so much is riding, I think, in this season. You see, I believe that we're being faced with some situations that are quite remarkable, some situations that we're having to say what we're going to believe. And I believe that, you know, if we confess with our mouths, you know, we have to confess what we believe. We have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We have to fight. And we have to believe it, and we have to have trust that God will do what he said he would do in our lives. You know, one of the shows, there's so many different shows, and one of the shows that really, really comes to my mind is this show, The Biggest Loser. These people are going through so much excruciating pain, so much working out, so much believing. They're confessing what they're believing, and they're working hard. And the end of the story, you know, we love the story, end of the story things. We want to take a look at what do they look like now? How are they looking now? What are they having to deal with now? And it's amazing that we go through all these different things of what's going on, how they're looking, and we're so captivated because these people have worked hard. These people are doing their thing on this show. Same thing in our lives. We have obstacles. We have things that we are having to deal with and work through. But I just want to encourage you today that that we realize that when we go through stuff, that to do our best, believe that God can do what he said he would do. And also, when things come hard, don't say, God tempted me. And I've heard people say stuff like that. And it's looking in the book of James, chapter 1, it says, verse 13, it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Verse 16 says this, don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Who does not change like shifting shadows? I think someone out there needs to understand that God is not, that God does not tempt. God is not tempting you. You know, we have, because of sin, we have things on the inside of us. Because sometimes we have our own evil desire. And that's what the enemy tries to get. What is that thing that you really want to do that you know is not what God wants you to do? And the enemy capitalizes on that. And I need you guys to understand something. I need you to understand today that there's something that is happening. There's something that is happening in our lives and in this season. If we will not be afraid but trust and believe that God is who he says he is, that he will do what he said he will do, we're going to experience God like never, ever before in our lives. We're going to experience God like never, ever before in our lives. And that's the thing I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage someone out there who's listening to know that God cares about them, that you're not alone, that you can do it. And when you are faced with some situations that you don't understand, don't say, you know, God is tempting me. Don't blame it and try to say, you know, I'm blaming this on God. I don't want you to do that. I want you to understand and recognize what God is saying to you today. Because in this season, you've got to recognize what's happening. You got to recognize that when you're trying to go to a goal, sometimes you're going to have trials, you're going to have tribulations. Sometimes you've got to deal with some things. You are going to have to deal with some things on the serious tip. You're going to have to deal with some things. Now, I want you guys to understand that you're going to deal with some things. You know, one of the biggest things I want to say to you guys tonight, if you're listening right now, is that there are a lot of people who are hurting. And I say that so much because I've come across it. People, we've got to get it. We have to look in the mirror. We have to look at ourselves. We have to look at the things that we know that God's called us to do. And we have to be real about what we're going through. If you're going through some hard times right now, tell God, hey, God, I'm going through some hard times right now. God, I'm needing some direction right now. God, I need you right now. You know, I need to tell you this. You know, you have to understand what's everything that's going on. This is one of the biggest seasons, I believe, in the church. You know, I want to tell you guys that there's nothing greater than knowing that you have done your best, and that you can do it. You know, there's nothing like that, and I need you guys to understand and get what God is saying to you. Say, because the biggest thing is this: if you believe that you can make it, guys, you're going to make it. If you believe that you can do it, you will do it. You know, if you believe you can make it, you're going to make it. And I stand right here on this thing that we've got to know and understand what is happening right now. And I know it might sound like I'm talking a whole bunch of jumble right now. I'm just doing just little things, just a little different. No, this is not the sermon. I'm just getting everything ready, the music and all that stuff. But I'm going to actually do the sermon on Thursday from 6 to 7. I'm just switching things up a little bit tonight, the format of the show tonight. And what I need for you guys to grasp a hold of is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about the things that you know God is calling you to do? The biggest thing that stands in our way of doing the things that God has called us to do sometimes is simply ourselves. Sometimes, guys, we stand in the way of what God wants to do in our lives because we're saying, God, I know that I can't even expect you to do this for me. God, I know that you cannot do that. You know, first of all, I don't even deserve this. So, God, you know, thank you, God, but I'm kind of wondering what's going on here. And sometimes that's what we go through. We end up going through all these different things. And at the end of the day, we're standing in the middle of our blessing. We're standing in the way of our own blessing. We're standing in the way of what God wants to do in our lives. You know, so many people who say, I believe I can make it, sometimes actually don't believe they can really make it. So what they end up doing is saying, I believe I can make it, I believe I can make it. They really don't believe, and they end up going through a whole bunch of stuff. They end up doing this, end up doing that, but still saying, I believe I can make it. Well, I want to encourage someone out there today, because you might be feeling like, God, I'm ready to give up. God, I'm ready to give up on this thing because I've been desiring for you to move in my life, but it doesn't seem like it's happening. You know, sometimes, guys, it's like this. You've heard the expression. Sometimes people say it's things like you go through what you go through, right? And sometimes we create for ourselves the situations we have to deal with. And then we want to say, God, why did you allow this to happen? God, why did you allow this person to say this to me? God, why did you allow this person to speak what they spoke and said to me? But all the while, we're not looking at the fact that we're the ones who did it. We're the ones who are guilty. We're the ones who haven't been honest with God. The biggest thing that we can do today is we're just looking at ourselves and not blame God, not blame everything else. But really look at ourselves. Like, if you know you want to lose weight, guys, you know that you're not going to be able to eat everything you want to eat and not exercise. You've got to exercise. It's not going to come off without exercising. no matter which way you look at it, it will not happen without exercising. It's something that you've got to do. So we end up going through all these different things of why we're facing what we're facing, why we're dealing with what we're dealing with, and then what we're going to do about it. But I tell you, don't blame God. Look at yourself. Excuse me. Look at yourself. Look at the man in the mirror. Look at the person you're supposed to be. And the person versus, and the person that you'd like to become. You know, and I say this, guys, because we've got to do it. We've got to put our hands to the plow. We've got to continue to keep God first. We've got to continue to push forward. We've got to continue to move. We've got to continue to believe. We've got to continue to have faith. There's so many different things we have to continue to do. Faith is one of those things. You've got to have faith. And, you know, because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. We've got to have faith. Again, so many different things are happening. And we have an opportunity, guys. We have an opportunity to make a difference, an opportunity to desire change, an opportunity to become better. And if we're going to do that, guys, we've got to make better decisions. If we're going to do that, we've got to be willing to say things that are better, things that are going to really, really and truly make a difference. I believe that what we confess out of our mouths, what we confess is what's going to happen. God created the world. He created us in his image. The biggest thing that you guys need to understand is this. What you speak over your life, it happens. What you speak over your life is creating what's coming about. Because when you speak it, you're speaking forth life. Because it says in the Word of God that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You're either speaking life or speaking death. But no matter what you're going through, guys, no matter what you're experiencing, I want to tell you this, that I hope that you won't stop. I hope that you will not stop. I hope that you will always do what you're supposed to do and that you'll be willing to do the thing that God has called you to do. We're going to get things started right now with my girl, Dorinda Clark Cole. This is Return. This is G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show.
Hey, Dorinda, some of our brothers and sisters, they feel like God has left them. Bring them back.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G-Ryan, you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And I have to say that was none other than the actual cousin, Rebuild the Walls. This is Bill Moss Jr., Rebuild the Walls. And since you're up on this thing, dealing with the Clark sisters and the Moss family, since they're family, we keep things going up with family right now. This is Karen Clark. Straight up.
Okay. remind us where you are.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be our prayer.
Let this be our prayer.
When shadows fill our day.
You guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Donnie McClurkin and Elon Adams, The Prayer. That's such a beautiful song. Real quickly, guys, the number here is 646-595-4311. There's 18 minutes left in the show. I want you guys to feel free to call in. So let me know that you are ready to be brought into the queue. Make sure you press 1. That you've called into the number. Talking about families, before that you heard my cousin, Eureka A. Wright. That was Thank You, Lord. And right after that was The Prayer by Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams. You know, we're going to keep things going right now with the Anointed Pace Sisters, If I Be Lifted Up.
Time to prefer the view. real.
No one ever told you this life would be easy, but if you want to achieve it, then you must receive it.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was my cut for my CD All Things Are Possible. That was Receive My Love, the remix. And don't forget to check that out on iTunes and on my official website at gwriteonline.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, gwritelove. And if you'd like to shoot me an email, please send one. Please send an email to me at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Now, one of the things about the show, that one thing I can say is this. Sometimes I think that we get our minds so much on things sometimes, and I hope this next song really encourages your heart and speaks to where you might be and in your life. This song is titled Things. It's from BBSCC's latest project featuring older brother Marvin One. You guys enjoyed that. This is G Wright coming to you live. I just switched everything up a little bit tonight. So the preaching message will be on this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless you guys. We're going to keep things going. And I want to leave you with this song, a song I think is really, really important. And this word right now is this, that God will touch your life, that God will change your life. Just continue to bless him. This right now is my boy, Brian Barnett. This song is entitled Bless Him, and I will see you guys this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless and reign in courage.